Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in again. You're going to peep out the Moron Eyes podcast. Here we go.
Going on tour, and I'm going to show anybody out there that thinks for 1 second that maybe I'm second-guessing myself, that I am the greatest of all time, forever and ever. One surprise. Woo! I'm back, baby. To make it out the ice cold streets of the city, you better have a Christopher Word game with it. You better have a dance game similar to Diddy, or play b-ball above a rim like Smitty, Josh, Chris, Bosh, Paul, Gasol, or any other nigga that ball and tall. I used to sell it white as Paul Wall. Gave my young boy 3 of them in the mall, and he gonna bring me 75K.
Hello. I feel like if, as much as I want the song to play, like, for a long time, because I'm all geeky about it, like, I feel like attention spans is just, like, 20 seconds.
Yeah. I think the people who listen to this show know what goes down, so I think the heads would be like, word, that's it, like, let it play.
Yeah.
But, the regular Joe Schmo might be like, all right, okay.
It's just like...
I feel like I need some education on that.
Almost enjoy sharing music more than like doing the recording. It's so much fun, like knowing there's someone like, why do you play that song? Or if they think that.
We can always just do a music show, fool.
Nah, I don't want to do it. That's too much.
I just want to share music. Hey, we could do a music show.
I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
so... This is the Moron Eyes podcast. I am the man with the eyes of a moron. I love saying it every time.
Word.
By the time this gets up, there was like a 2 week hiatus that I'm really sorry about. I'm trying to line up some episodes. I'm actually, things work in weird ways, man. Like a lot of cool stuff's coming up. I think I'm going to have a bunch of really good episodes. Hopefully stockpile some.
Putting in some work. Listeners got to understand, sometimes life happens.
It's hard. It's not easy to do, but it's really fun to do. So, like,
it is.
If you're listening, thank you. Might as well get out of the way. I finally got on iTunes. Go on iTunes, rate the show.
Yeah.
Leave a review. That'd be dope. I'd appreciate it. Tell a friend.
And tell that friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Get your grandmama listening.
In the house, the homie Jay.
Word. What'd it do?
Holding it down on the boards.
Yeah.
And my guest is... Gloria Magana.
Hey. Oh, wait, is that loud enough? No.
There you go.
You're good.
I just touched it with my lip.
You're good.
This sounds so gross. Touching it with my lip.
If you stay that close to it, everything will work out.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's going to complain if you touch it with your lip.
Cool. Oh, wait. Do we have every... No cell phones on the table. We're going to try that.
Right. We're good. We're good.
Oh.
That was you.
That was you. That was you. Touching the stupid cords.
Yeah, my bad. Maybe that's what happened last time with the...
I think it was you. It wasn't someone.
At the end of the episode, the last episode, if you listen to it, there's like some noises going on. We're trying to figure things out.
Aliens.
Quite possible. I mean, X-Files is coming back. We could just be prepping.
MySpace is coming back.
For real?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
you guys got excited, though. Your face is lit up.
JT bought it a couple years ago and tried to like revamp it.
Who?
Justin Timberlake.
Shut up, really?
You know, Justin.
Oh,
my
bad.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Your homie?
Yeah, like in, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, they tried to like make it a thing, and it was supposed to be more on some music shit. Like,
Have you guys logged into your MySpaces recently?
No.
Not at all.
Mine doesn't since exist, after? I'm pretty sure.
I went on, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't like MySpace. Like,
you remember stressing off your top? Like, fuck, man.
She's going to get mad at me. I would put someone else. They would take me off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but it was just...
Does Tom go first?
And then there was codes where you can put like 30, and I'm like, you're my top 30.
Oh, shit.
You made it.
You got into it, huh?
30's a lot. I don't know if I can even pick 30 people that I want.
Well, I have a huge family and a few friends.
How many brothers and sisters?
Ready?
Go for it.
There's 15 of us.
God damn!
Yeah, right. From one mom and one dad?
Well, technically, no.
Okay.
All from the same dad.
Uh-huh.
My mom had 7 of us, and then my dad was married prior to my mom, so my mom raised 12 of us.
Ooh. Name them all.
Name them all. Do we have the time?
Name them all.
Okay. I don't know if it's going to be by rank, but I'll name them all. Okay. So I'll go with the girls, and then I'll go with the guys. Okay.
Word.
Nelly, Rosalia, Lupe, Leonor, Lourdes, Teresa, and then myself. So there were seven, right?
How old is the oldest?
She is in her, maybe she's 62.
And how old are you?
33.
Okay.
So I'm like her daughter, kind of. Well, damn, she has kids that are older than me.
She's like your tia and shit, right? Does it feel more like that?
No. Well, she too, I've always seen her as an older sister. So her kids are older than me, and they call me tia. All my older siblings, nieces and nephews call me tia. So.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, guys.
Guys. So there's Jose. There is Daniel.
There's like three Jose's.
There's two Jose's. That's why I laugh, because there's two Jose's.
Yeah, right. There really is two Jose's.
I swear. There's a story behind that, but let me just say the names first. So Jose, Daniel, Felipe.
Why wouldn't you say Jose, Jose?
I think she's going in order.
Because I'm going to say story.
But if I was like doing that, like my
Jose,
whole joke.
Jose,
yeah, because people will never believe you.
No, because I'm going to say the names, like the brothers of my dad's first marriage.
Oh, okay. But you get what I'm saying? How funny that would be? I'm just like, Beto, Carlos, Juan. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
My bad. Go ahead.
No, okay. So, Jose. Okay. Jose, Daniel, Felipe, Israel. Jose, Robert, Sergio, and Mario.
Dang. And who's the oldest? Like, how old is the oldest there?
Jose.
Jose 1 or 2?
Jose 1.
How old is he?
He's probably like 58. And then Jose is the oldest.
How old are your
my
parents, brothers. Though?
So, okay, the story. See, what had happened was my dad was married in Mexico, right, and came over here. Was a playa.
Met classic.
My mom. Met my mom.
Hey, it's pretty much every Mexican dad.
Right? Thank you. So my dad's not the only
pretty,
douche. Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying nothing about my dad, but it's pretty much every fucking Mexican dad that came
yes,
over here.
Yes.
Y'all got daddies.
Little hidden, little hidden family action back there and shit. Like,
the black experience. We don't know who that nigga is for the most part.
It's always that.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm sorry.
No, the thing is my dad came over here, met my mom. My mom and my dad had my three older siblings. Then, like, the feds came up in the mix and were like, hey, he's actually married in Mexico still.
And wait, but for what? Why would they even?
Because it
for
was.
Why?
What is it called when you're married twice? Or was it big? Not bigotry.
No, it's not polygamy.
Not polygamy.
But if it's
there's
in,
whatever.
If it's
it was
in Mexico,
well, it's illegal. Well, because he's married already.
Really? So that.
Yeah.
They don't really. It's not like two different countries, two different things?
Well, it's two different countries, but the same. You're married.
Oh, okay.
So they were about to take him away. My mom was like, no, did the whole little thing. And she stayed with him. And then he was like, FYI, I have all these other kids and I'm bringing them and you're raising them. Because he was like this Mexican macho guy, right? Brought them and the rest is history.
Were you around already when this happened?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
When the oldest ones were out of the house, that's when I came along.
And your
they're
mom,
a lot older than
and
me.
And your mom did it? She was down?
She was. I was like, you still stayed with them? She's like, it wasn't the same like how it is now. Like, I already had three kids, so...
Yeah. You were probably the American batch.
Huh? So are you saying she felt like
yeah,
she was...
I'm from the second batch.
Do you mean she felt like she was like, I can't do anything else because I'm three kids deeper? Right?
Well, no, she was like, well, for me, like, I was married like that. For me, I was married forever. That's it. I was only getting married once, and I stayed with your dad. So...
I'm not feeling that whole, like, let's just get divorced. Everyone's getting divorced.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be like, I don't know how people's situations are. For real?
Yes.
Are you really?
Me too, brother.
Yeah, I know you are too.
It's in but, high five. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but like.
Things happen.
Yeah, I ain't trying
life
to.
Life happens, right? That's what you're saying.
I was an asshole.
Like, why
so
not?
There's no need for her to stay with my
okay,
punk
I'm not
ass.
Trying to like, who am I to tell you guys shit? But it's just like. Why not just like wait longer until you think you even know more? Like 8 years in.
Nigga, I was with her for six years before we
got
married.
I was in for 8.5 years.
Before you guys got married?
Oh, no, no, no. No, we were together for 5. So we lasted longer boyfriend, girlfriend than...
5's respectable.
Yeah.
I was
and
there
6. My bad.
But you
I just assumed
you
were like 1 year. I really
no.
thought you did that.
No, we were together 6 and then got married. And we were married for 2. And then my penis wandered. And then we were divorced.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're that guy.
Yeah.
They're all that guy. We're all that guy. All of us are that guy.
Not that I didn't
I'm
love
such
her.
I'm such a hopeless romantic. Yeah. I don't believe that.
That shit's dead.
It's not dead.
That shit's dead.
Nope.
It kind of goes against nature.
It does. I'm not a penguin. What goes against nature? I'm not a penguin, and I'm not a fucking dove. Like, I'm not, no.
What does that have to do with it?
Because those are monogamous creatures. They just hang out. Like, hey, check it out. So I'm going to give birth to this egg, and I'm going to need you to just sit here and hang out with it. Me and the girls, the penguin does, we're going to go run out and grab some fish.
If you think about it, like, and I'm not all knowledgeable about everything, but like, it doesn't make sense. Like, animals in the wild, like, their whole thing, everything is based on, like, I'm going to keep wrecking and keep multiplying. So, like,
they're animals. It continues.
Keep my line.
We're animals.
We're humans. Human beings, son.
Okay, but
it's still we're still an animal.
But
dude.
How many humans is it on the earth? Like, I really got to just choose one of these motherfuckers for ever?
And I'm not saying, okay, look, also, too, I'm not, there is people.
If you found a girl that was, like, she was a bad beezy, and she was, like, down to kick it with you forever, you wouldn't be like, nah. You'd be like, okay, where do I sign?
I did that. And then
but she wasn't bad enough for you to stay with her and not wander.
All I'm saying, though, is, always like, more. It's going against our nature. I'm not saying there isn't a dude that can't keep his dick in his pants. Like, there is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of dudes
who
do it.
But, like, it's kind of like going against everything you're supposed to be doing. And I'm not trying to, like, justify it or nothing. But that's just the way I kind of feel like you're. It's fucking weird. It's kind of fucking weird.
You know, I don't give a shit about, like, kids. Well, I already got my nuts cut, so I don't give a shit about the whole kids thing. But it was that whole be fruitful and multiply. It wasn't like, you know, hey, go get tied down and then be fruitful and multiply. It was like, yo, just go do some shit. Make a bunch of other people because we need people on the planet.
Well, my dad definitely did that.
Yeah, he held it down.
So you're on some, like, I'm going to meet that dude and, like, it's going to be my dude the rest of the life.
Yeah. Yep.
Right on.
And I'm, like, the liberal one in my family. Like, my family's like, Gloria, settled down already. I'm like, well, I did that. That didn't work. So now I'm very cautious. Now I'm like, I can spot a red flag from, like, miles away.
What's a red flag?
A nigga on the podcast talking about some, yeah, I was fucking other bitches.
Yeah. All I see is red right here.
We're going to go out sometime. My girl's going to be like, hey, who's your friend? Not him. Nobody
clear,
but
I
him.
I never said I, like, cheat on people I'm with, or I never said any of that shit. I'm just saying it's kind of bizarre when you look at it like that. Like, it's.
I think you just know. Like, I mean, obviously, since my divorce, I haven't really found anybody that's been, you know, worthy. I've dated and stuff, worthy of time, or, you know, I let a few douchebags in here and there and stuff.
Guys with affliction shirts.
Oh, no, no. Tap out kids. Meaning, like, you know, guys that are jerks or guys that don't want to commit.
Guys that do MMA?
No, I haven't. No? I haven't really dated. No.
Not your style, the
Not
MMA
my
guys.
Style. Nice. No. I was just telling Drew today, like, after we worked out, that Drew's the trainer guy that we is killing us, by the way.
That's how, like, this all got hooked up, actually. Yes. Oh, like, tell everybody why I invited you on the show.
Why did you invite me on the show?
I thought you were interesting, but I thought it was really cool that I'd never heard of you doing comedy. You do comedy.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah,
yes.
That's dope. But anyways, tell me what you're talking about with Drew. I just wanted to get
no,
that.
No, we were just talking. Mandy was there. I don't know if you guys have met her. The Asian girl.
No.
Anyways, we're talking about our types. And so she was like, oh, I like guys only that are either skinny or fit. And she's like, you know, right? She's like, you understand. And I'm like, no. And he's like, what kind of guys are you into? And I was like,
and you're hella all up in the mix.
Yeah.
What do you like?
He's like,
hey, what do you like and shit?
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, I like chubby guys. Yeah. Like, I'm into, I'm, you know,
I mean, I don't cheat.
I wasn't married.
Stupid. No.
No. I'm a penguin. I'll watch
you
that
lay
egg.
On my eggs.
I would just sit
you
on
let me
that
go
egg,
get some fish in my eyes.
I hate the whole, like, when girls are just like, oh, I just like, guys that are nice. And she's like, no, you
Nobody
fucking
likes
don't.
A nice guy. No. That's boring.
No. Can I ask why?
Because by nature, it's we're going to run all over them. My ex was nice. Yeah. Not, I mean, I ran all over him, meaning, like, it would be like, what do you want to eat? Anywhere you want to eat. Where do you want to go? Anywhere. And I'm like, dude, be like a leader. Like,
was it a turn off? Because he wasn't
totally.
Like,
but you know, that's fun. The funny thing is what attracted me to
Arby's.
Him. I'm like, nah, I don't want it. No, what attracted me to him was that he was a nice guy because I had been dating.
Shitbags for a while.
So I was like, oh my gosh. But then that was the downfall, that he was too nice and was just like.
So do you think your girl starts trying to, because I definitely believe in, like, the dickhead dude pulls breezes. Like,
oh yeah.
But, like, do you think that, like, you go into it and then you're just like, I'll make him mine and he won't be like that no more, or I'll tone it down, or like, what do you, or do you
even
acknowledge
that?
Women, I
say this because it's my species, okay? Word. We think that we can change anybody. Unfortunately, like, oh, he's a bad boy. I could change him. I could be the game changer and I'll make him settle down. That's how we all think.
But off top, that don't
make
no
sense.
Stupid.
It doesn't make sense. Because we're super dumb.
Because here it is. You got with the dude because he was a bad boy. He was like, man, that dude is dope. He's a bad motherfucker. He out here calling shots and shit. I want that dude. And then you get with him, you're like, no more.
Now, well, I wish he'd be the nice dude.
Well, no. Now I know, like, because I used to be into bad dudes or whatever. But then now I'm like, you know what?
Nah. Like guys with leather jackets.
Like what kind of bad
dudes?
No, just
like a bad dude, like a guy, like a, he won't text me. And I'm like, why isn't he texting me? Let me text him. You know, like things like that where you want the guy to like, it's like, it's all about like, what is it? The chase?
Yeah.
But I think it goes both ways with girls too.
That whole fucking game thing. Like,
it's stupid, but it's part of the game.
I take pride in my texting. Like, I text you the fuck back.
Good. I like that.
Word. And I'm not talking about like just girls. I mean like the homies. Yeah. I am a texter backer, dude. You
me too. And I can't stand when people don't text like forever later.
I'm not
that's
like
such a pet peeve of mine.
You know, you got the homie that texts you and it's just like something uncomfortable so they don't answer you back. It's like, dude, like I know you got that text.
Like, especially when it says red.
Or when you sneaky, I know how you pull the sneaky sneakies with the iPhone. Hmm. You don't open the text. You just read it on that window. Because
I've done
then
that
it just
before,
says,
though.
Because then
yo,
it
Android
just says,
niggas been on that for a long time.
But then it just says delivered. It doesn't say red. So you'd be like, oh, I didn't get it. Oh,
see, we don't even have that. Like on Android phones, ain't none of that delivered red shit unless it's different apps, but like the regular messaging app.
I know, because when you guys text us, it's green and it doesn't say nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done that before if like in the past, if I wasn't interested in somebody.
You just, but that's different. If someone's hollering at you, that's that's like a, okay, I'm not really feeling that. That's,
right,
that's
right, right.
I'm even talking, just like your friends.
Yeah.
Just like regular cats,
And then it's like, I know you're not doing shit. Like,
you're
but not
you know
doing
what,
anything
you know what
right
I'm
now.
Like, yo, I'm driving. I'll hit you right back. Something. Just a quick little something, like, acknowledge
no, I, what I tend to do, and it's on accident, is I will read it. I will start texting, and then I get sidetracked like squirrel. And then I'm like, they haven't texted me back. And I look, and I'm like, oh, I never press send. Uh-huh. You know, kind of thing.
Here's the other thing, too, though. I think look, it makes
on
me,
their phone, the little gray button is just like.
They're like, dude, they keep staring at the little dots.
But it kind of makes me. Yeah, the dots.
Fuck them dots.
Yeah. But it kind of makes me think also, too, like, damn, maybe I'm like too into my phone because I always have it. I always. It's always right there next to me.
Oh. That scared the crap out of me.
All right. I got to put the dog outside. Hold on.
This is real shit. This is what happens. Remember I was telling you Grimy Podcast?
Yes. That's it's real. All good.
I dare you to go online and find another podcast where a dog runs in and you hear it huffing and puffing, guys. It's not going to happen.
That's too funny. That's cool. But yeah. So anyway.
What'd you do? How'd you get into the comedy thing?
How did I get into the comedy thing? I've always wanted to be a comedian since I was a kid. Like, no joke. But my mom, no joke, but I'm bunch. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. But my mom never encouraged me because, you know.
But you would actually say that? Like, you knew as a kid? Like,
yeah.
That'd be dope.
I would watch, like, Spanish comedy. I'd watch, like, BET. The
what age are we talking?
I would say yesterday. I started, like, at 7 or 8. I was starting to watch that stuff.
Okay.
What was it? BET? Comic View.
Comic View.
Que Locos in Spanish. What was like English and Spanish? And then like the Spanish stuff like from Telemundo and Univision and stuff like that. But my mom was always like, no, comedians always do drugs and they die. They overdose or whatever. So I'm like, so, you know, my mom and dad were born in Mexico. So they were like, you got to go to school.
I was going
to
ask, man.
So I did go to school, but I've never been a school person. I didn't finish college. Like I was just like going because I played sports. So for me, it was like, oh, it's cool.
How far did you go in college?
I played for a Division II school in Iowa.
Played
volleyball and basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got recruited. I got like a full ride.
What full up?
Full ride. Hello, Nick.
The general has made an appearance.
No, it's cool. We're not recording a podcast, so just come on in.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Glad that's not awkward. All right, cool. Hey, it's my brother, Joel. That's Nick. What was I going to say?
College.
But what position did you play in basketball?
In basketball, I started off as either center forward, and then when I made it further, like in Division II, I was like a big guard.
Are you good?
I'm decent.
Nice.
So I got my scholarship stuff. So
who's your basketball team?
I'm a Laker girl.
But you're like into it, and you like know the players and stuff.
I like the Lakers and the Warriors.
Okay.
just like I like the Dodgers and the A's.
That's bizarro world.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mom was born in Mexico, but she was raised in LA, like the LA area. Oh. So my brothers and everybody, we were like, oh, we're LA teams.
Okay.
So that's why I like those teams. But my first like experience going to a baseball game was the A's. You know, first base basketball game was going to the Warriors games. Word. And stuff like that. So
okay, that mm-hmm. makes sense.
That's, yep.
I will take that. That will work.
That is fine.
So, like, when you were watching all those kinds of shows and stuff, the were you, like, walking around, like, you always wanted to be funny, like, in class?
Yeah, like, and... oh, I was such a class clown. Or even looking in the mirror, and, I would always have, like, a microphone. Or one of my nieces, she's my sister's daughter, but we grew up like sisters. She's only 4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So, you know, we would do infomercials, you know, or... like we were selling anything, something random. It would be like a lid from like the soda. And we're like, so this is really great because, and we would just be super creative. And like my biggest dream right now is to be an SNL.
Yeah.
And stuff. And so.
Do you write stuff too? Or do you try or.
As for like my jokes and stuff?
No. I mean like sketches or something.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
I haven't. No, no. I've
would you
done
be interested in doing that kind of stuff?
Totally. Yeah. I've done improv classes and I like those because it's obviously right on the spot and stuff like that. But. Yeah, so I didn't really get to do, I never did comedy. And then my early 20s, this is when, remember, you guys know Angela Johnson?
No, she's
Angela
a comedian?
Name sounds familiar.
Blasphemy. Bonquiqui.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's from San Jose. So she had just started, like her YouTube video had just came out. So everyone's like, have you seen this girl on YouTube? And the San Jose Improv, she's from San Jose. Mm-hmm. So the San Jose Improv came up with this contest for people that have never done comedy. And I was going to sign up. And it was MySpace days. So, like, I put out, like...
So, you're how old around this time?
I was, like, 20... Let me see. Maybe 24.
Okay.
And I signed up. And then I put out MySpace, like, you know, who would come watch me, you know, like, to do this contest. And it was, like, you'd win by round of applause. So, okay. Everybody on MySpace was like, dude, we'll go. But then my boyfriend at the time, which
happened... Wait. So, you're saying you're a big deal on the internet, correct?
so you're green.
So you kind of ran MySpace for a while, right?
A little bit. No, I'm like a freaking social media person. Like I like networking and stuff.
That's real in them streets.
Yeah, and so
you fucks with Twitter?
No, not so much.
Why not? Twitter's
well,
amazing.
Instagram is my Instagram is what is it called? Links to my Twitter. So if anything, that's all you'll see.
But you but don't like go on. Okay.
No, not really. I'm more of like Instagram.
Okay. My Facebook. Bad. I didn't mean to cut you off because I wanted
it's
to hear
okay,
the rest
it's
of the
okay.
story.
No, but then my boyfriend at the time, which happened to be my future ex-husband, he was like, what if people don't laugh? Like,
oh my God.
And
I
want
to ask you like, God, that must be so fucking scary going
so,
up there.
But, and I was like, and everyone was like, don't listen to him. And I was like, no, what if people don't laugh? Oh my gosh. You know? And so I got out of the contest and I never did it. And so I emailed or messaged Angela Johnson and she wasn't famous. So she was writing back and was like, oh, read these books.
It's the only favorite when you're famous. Like, no.
Well, she wasn't famous. So she was writing back.
No,
and,
I know.
And was like, you know, telling
but
me.
But the idea of it, like, oh, I'm too famous to answer, you know.
Well, because
it's real though. That's some real shit.
I wrote her like recent, not recently, maybe like a year ago and she didn't write me back.
She emails back.
No, you know, but you know what she will do is, like I follow her and her husband on Instagram and I've tagged them and stuff. And then like her husband would write back or she like writes back like LOL or an emoji.
Right.
But like I've actually private messaged her on like Facebook or something and she never responded. So I'm like, I get it. Like, you know, she probably has somebody running it for her sometimes.
That's equivalent of the cell phone shit we were talking about earlier though. That's
the same thing.
What the
right.
fuck? I know you got it.
Like, yeah. Just it says red.
Back, do
it,
yeah.
It
exactly.
says red.
Do something with that
exactly.
shit. Like what the fuck? Sorry. Go ahead.
But no, I get it. I'm just like, okay. I mean, because imagine everybody that writes to her, she'd be there all day, you know?
Yeah.
So,
imagine, you know, caring about your fans. Like,
who does that?
Oh, you were a friend, though. Not them.
No.
Sorry.
No, but no, she
sorry.
Wrote me back and was like, read these books and, you know, get out there, go to open mics. But I didn't know about open mics. I didn't know anything. So,
yeah. What kind of books? Like people's comedy?
Like comedy like... books, how to write jokes, how to deliver punchlines and
Word?
Things like that.
There's like books?
Mm hmm. So.
No,
no,
I'm not trying
is.
To be stupid.
There's like, books for everything.
I didn't think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm just laughing because he started busting up laughing like, you fucking idiot. Of course there's
bro,
books.
Like, I got three in my car right
2015,
now.
2015, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's no books, as I'm sure it's
did
on.
The book, do you feel like the books helped you? Like
I got them and I didn't even read them because I was just kind of like, well, I don't even know where open. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just was like, I don't know where the open mics are at. I don't know any comedians. Like, yeah. I just kind of just went away from it. I got discouraged.
And then also with comedy, too, I just feel like you can't, like, there can't be, like, a movie montage of you watching all these stand-ups. Like, you're just going to steal everyone's shit. You probably don't ever want to watch other people's shit now, right? Or am I...
No, I do. I think I'm comfortable. I mean, I've only been in now for 3 years. I just made 3 years last month. So I'm comfortable enough. Obviously, I'm not, like, professional, but I'm comfortable enough to be like, oh, that guy is pretty dope. But yeah. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to take some of his jokes. Like, yeah. Because that's super shady, obviously. So, yeah.
Who just did that shit recently?
Fucking, a lot of people did.
Did he do?
Yeah, but the thing is, too, also.
Carlos,
like,
Mencia.
Never liked him over. Mm. He was fucking raw as fuck.
He's got called out. Was it Joe Rogan?
Yeah,
Joe
Rogan? That whole infamous thing.
He went on stage. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cut his, like, he would, like, went on stage while he was on stage. And was like, oh, you stole jokes.
Yeah, you should. It's a whole YouTube thing. You should watch it. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, I gotta check that out. I just never thought he was all that funny for some reason. I don't know what it was. Just
nah, he was dope. His show sucked. Funny. He was dope. I thought.
Did he do the Spanglish thing?
Yeah,
it was like a part. Yeah,
he stole jokes from George Lopez too.
Yeah.
See, that's where my disconnect comes in with Hispanic things. I don't understand the culture that much. There's some things that crosses all cultural lines.
But it limits yourself, too. Like,
but it's the Spanglish. Like, it's the Spanglish that I don't get.
Like, it's limiting you. Like, if you're going and you're branding yourself, like, Hispanic comic, like, do you think it kind of...
Well, I don't like to be known. Like, my brother had this thing recently. It's similar. And he's, you know, he's a Christian and stuff. And he, like, is in the Christian band. And he's like, can you do, like, a set at our church? And I'm like, sure. He's like, I'm going to put it on the poster, Gloria the Christian Comedian. And I'm Christian too. And so I'm like, but I'm not a Christian comic. And he's like, but you're Christian. I was like, but I don't like being labeled like that. Like, I don't even like being labeled like Gloria the Latina Comedian.
Yeah.
Because exactly. I don't just do like Hispanic or, you know, Mexican jokes or whatever. He didn't understand it. And so he has a business and, you know, he has a business. He remodels homes and stuff. And I was like, how would you like it if, like, when you're promoting yourself, you're like, you know, Jose number two. No, I'm just kidding.
He has Jose dos.
So, like, Jose the Christian handyman, or, you know, Jose the Mexican handyman. You wouldn't like that because you're not.
You're just a handyman.
You're not just appealing
very
to Mexican
rebuttal,
people.
Man.
And he was like, okay. And he took it off. But he wasn't happy. And I was like, dude, like, this is my stuff. Like, don't brand me that like that, because I'm trying to make a name for myself.
Yeah.
So Gabriel Iglesias, fluffy dude, right?
Yeah.
He says that. He's like, you know, I don't like to be known as, like, the Latino comedian, because I don't do, like, only Latino jokes or whatever.
He could do a set anywhere or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone to, like, the Middle East as well and stuff. Yeah. And they like, I mean, if they like your jokes out there, like, you can definitely do anything
That's dope.
Any crowd. So,
So is your set pretty clean then?
I'm a clean comic, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not inappropriate. I don't curse and say anything vulgar. I don't feel comfortable. I get uncomfortable.
Okay.
On stage. I've done it one time and it wasn't even anything nasty. It was just about the girl, like, oh, I went to the gynecologist.
You're all poo-poo.
Yeah, my poo-poo. I got to get off stage. Drops mic.
Good night.
I was in LA.
Poo-poo, doo-doo, pee-pee. Just like run off and shit.
Caca. No, I did a set in LA and I had, you know, comedians from up here, like, that went down there as well. And I just did a set about, like, the being at the gynecologist, and, you know, I talked about that, and then talked about, like, it was just about that, and I was uncomfortable talking about, you know,
like, you couldn't
my
even...
area, and yeah. People were cracking up, but I did not feel comfortable.
Did it throw you off at all, or?
I felt like it did, and other people were like, you were great, and I didn't feel true to myself, because I was like, I told myself I wasn't going to do anything like this, and my fellow comics were like, what was that? And, like, they kind of got offended, like, and they're, like, dirty comics.
Yeah.
But they already
and
know
so,
your steez, like,
yeah.
You're what you're about. Yeah.
So they were like, dude, you didn't look like you were in your element. You looked uncomfortable. And I'm like, I felt uncomfortable. But everyone was like, you were great. But they hadn't seen me do that before.
That sounds like, I don't know, like, compared to, like, the streets, it's like the thug dudes. You'd be out on the street and that one kid who comes through and he's like, yeah, I'm trying to do this. Like, that's not you, bro.
Like,
you're the book dude.
You
stick to the books,
but
bro.
But that's cool, too. That's cool that. I mean, I would feel like the fact that they're telling you that, like, you already know your lane and we know your lane.
Yeah.
And
that
you're cool at that. Like,
yeah.
And then
that's what they say. They're like, if you're comfortable to do this and start doing this, then yeah. But they're like,
yeah, that's
we
one
know
thing.
You look uncomfortable. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, good. And I told myself, I just want to try it one time. And then
do you think it's harder for you because like you're not touching those subjects, or do you kind of feel like, nah, man, there's a ton of shit I can make jokes about?
You know, there's a lot of things where I'm like dirty wise or like inappropriate that I write all my stuff down, my thoughts on my phone and stuff like that. But everyone's like, you should just try it. I'm like, I can't. And so I go about a way of doing it. Like,
I like what you said. You should only do it when you feel like, you know what, I want to do that now.
Right.
If it doesn't feel right, like that's not a good look. I don't think. For sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And that's pretty dope that, like you said, the other performers who know you and have been around, like, come on, G.
Yeah.
Like,
that's exactly. That's exactly what one guy said. Actually, yeah, like, come on, G. I'm like,
that's not your thing.
Hank's head. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Save that dirty shit for us. You keep it clean. You funny, right. Just like, because it's kind of like the whole, like, Sinbad. You know, Sinbad
and
like, Bill Cosby does, like, some stuff, but not too much. But, like, Sinbad was always, like, a clean comic.
Right.
And he killed. Like, he always
He was, like, one of my favorites growing up, for sure.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's something you can listen to, something your parents can listen to, the whole family could, da-da-da-da-da, you know, and nobody really get uncomfortable in the room. And, you know, so I totally feel that. Like you say, you know, you can, there's plenty of stuff you can joke about and find in just life.
Right.
Period.
So, but do you think it's harder then or no?
Harder for what?
Going clean.
Not for me. Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to go dirty.
Yeah, okay. So you don't feel like it's limiting you? Because I kind of feel like if you're somebody that's going clean or don't feel comfortable doing dirty stuff, like, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff in your head then because you're obviously not too involved in that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I go up there and, like, I say this in the, like, most humblest way ever. Like, I feel like...
No, be cocky, man.
No.
I want you to say some shit right now.
No. Like,
I'm killing y'all.
Hey, being humble doesn't work. Being
it does.
Humble
it helps me so
being
far.
Being humble is the equivalent of being that fucking guy, dude.
That guy.
The guy. I'll go wherever you want to go.
Oh. I'm like, in that case...
What do you
want to
eat? Wherever you want to eat.
No. No,
I'm I believe in being humble.
When I started comedy... when I was going through my separation, like my divorce and stuff, I was just separated at the time. Actually I was already divorced and I was like, I was getting into modeling. I don't know if you noticed, I'm kind of tall. So yeah. I got into that, I wasn't having fun.
How tall are you?
5'12".
5'12".
I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, what's 5'12"?
I'm 6 feet
tall. I was
like
counting my fingers and shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty tall. So I got into that, but I wasn't having fun with it.
Oh, okay.
Because like, I'm not joking. Like I was hungry. Like all the time, you know, and they were like, you need to lose. And at that time I became a runner. So I was losing a ton of weight and they were like, you need to lose more weight. And so then I was like, well, let me do the plus size. And then they're like, you got to gain weight. And I'm like,
can I just do my size?
Yeah,
what is my size?
I was like, you know what? I'll be
if they would have been like, you got to gain weight. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, no, because I had lost hella weight. I was like, I am not putting that back on. Like, yeah,
that's crazy.
You know, so I was like, my best friends were telling me, they're like, you've always wanted to be a comedian. Why don't you try that? And I was like, you know what? You're right. So I just Googled comedy classes, and then San Francisco came up, and it was kind of just like an informative meeting, kind of thing. It was a comedy school. So I went and I was like, you know what? And I'm like I said earlier, I'm a Christian. So I'm like always praying and meditating. And so I prayed about it and I was like, you know what? I should be able to tell within the first 5 minutes of this class if this is what I want to do. And within the first 2 to 3 minutes, I was like,
This is it.
Because I've done everything.
That must have been an awesome feeling.
Yes, I've done it all. I mean, I've obviously done school. I've been a massage therapist. I try to be a flight attendant. Like, everything. Secretary, receptionist, coach.
You hated being a flight attendant?
No, I like went into that, but I declined because I got married. And so, because first 3 months of
I thought
of
you meant they didn't give you the job because you got married.
No.
I was all, what?
The first 3 months.
Oh, you got a dude, huh?
No.
Oh, you got a ring?
Felicia. No. The first 90 days, you're in training, like, away. And I'm like, I'm going to be married and away. Like, so I declined it. But, yeah, so I've tried it all. And so the first couple minutes, I'm like, this is what I want to do. And, you know, I loved it. And so then the teacher, he's a comedian, you know, but he's now just kind of settling down and has his own comedy school. And he said, you have to be liked in this business. If you're like a douche, you're a jerk, you're not going to get liked and no one's going to laugh at your jokes, you know? And so me and another girl were sitting in the front and he told us that he's like, I could tell as soon as you guys walked in, he's like, hey, and I looked at the girl and I was like, he's probably talking to her. He's like, what's your guys' name? And we're like, Katie and Gloria. But he didn't say anything to anybody else, kind of thing. And he told us, he's like, it's like like your guys' energy. Like it's like I like you all of a sudden. Yeah. So we're like, oh, sweet. And then I feel like that helps out a lot on stage.
We just had a weird loony energy conversation. Like, that's so fucking weird that she said that right now.
What do you
guys mind blown, bro?
Wait, I want to know.
We were just talking about, like, I don't even really... All I remember, we're talking about how everything's, like, the kind of energy you bring. Like, we're talking about actually recording the show, and, like, if he were to came in... oh, yeah, my brother's here in the room, but he's not... like recording, but just so people understand what's going on. That's what he's talking about. Yeah.
He's just playing the back.
Yeah. But anyway, so like basically talking about how like if I would have came in and like I'm all upset because I had a bad run in with someone somewhere and I come in, I'm just like miserable. I mean, it sounds stupid. It's obvious, but it's real shit. Like the show wouldn't be that great because even if I'm not on it, I need to come over here and try to be on it because I want this to be dope and interesting and it totally is going to like bleed through. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or same talking if like, I come in and just fucking punch Jay for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, it changes, like, the energies, everything's completely different. And just basic shit that was kind of like, I was telling him, like, yeah, it's kind of obvious, but I just don't think about it. But it makes a ton of sense, dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
The vibe you're pushing out, you know?
Right.
Like, for dude to say that, I think he really, you know, felt that. He's like, I just got good vibes when you guys came over here. You guys seem like you're happy. Everything's cool.
Right. And and that girl and I, we've remained friends since then. Like, we call each other comedy sisters because... we both started together and we're still doing, now she's in LA, she's going to UCLA. She's like younger and stuff. So, she's like a little sister to me and stuff. And like that bonded us, you know, and everybody, not everybody, a lot of people look down upon the, oh, you took a comedy class, but I'm glad I did simply because I didn't know where to start. Like, I was just like, I don't know anybody that's a comedian. I don't know where any open mics are at. I don't know how to write my jokes. I don't know how to deliver them. I don't know how to handle a heckler. And that's what helped. That class helped me.
Yeah.
That makes sense though. It's like, I became a scientist. Oh yeah. Yeah. Just cause like, no, motherfucker, you went to school for it. Like you had to learn.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like if you don't do something, you gotta put in the work to
definitely,
you know, to learn your craft and,
I met a lot of people through that, that's how I got networking. My first gig, you know, through that. And just in, ever since, like, that's just kind of how I started. And I think because I'm clean, I've been more blessed on booking gigs because a lot of people are raunchy. And then a lot of female, not everybody, but, you know, a lot of girls that try to comedy try to be like the guys because it's like the boys club comedy. And they try to come and be raunchy and try to be like, talk about their vagina and all
girls
this crap.
Girls ain't funny.
Yeah. And it's just, it's crazy. But like I get booked or people will be like, does anybody know a comic that can... you know, do a clean set and automatically like, oh, try Gloria because she does clean comedy. And so like, let's say we'll do a show and at the end of the show, like I always, I'd say for the most part, all the comics, but I know first, like on my behalf, I always go by the door and I say bye to people and give them hand them my little cards and stuff kind of to follow me on social media. And, you know, a lot of people will say like, oh, I loved your set. You were clean. It was refreshing. You know, it was, you didn't speak anything like crazy. And
it wasn't a bunch of, you know, jokes.
It probably makes you stand out a lot now because everybody, not everybody, but I mean, there's a lot more of that. Than,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, I like that you know. And
I got a huge respect for that because someone can like be funny still and it's not all fucking, whatever.
There was a couple in particular that she was like, yeah, me and my husband were like, oh, she's going to cuss. She's going to talk about like her period or about, you know, dating sucks. And
so just judging off top.
Yeah. And because a lot of girls were like, well, I'm single. So I'm dating this guy, you know, and stuff like that. And so she was like, oh, no, she's going to be good. I could tell. And he's like, she's going to cuss or she's going to talk about this. He's like, and the entire set, he was like, watch, she's going to cuss right now. And then so at the end, I didn't, obviously.
Dang, hater.
And right. And
like, he was just waiting for you to fall. Like,
no, watch though.
He was
watch,
just trying
right
to prove
right
his
now.
Like wife, you know, right, like wrong right. kind of thing. And so she was just like, and I told him, aha, see, I told you. And so she's like, so thank you. Like you were so refreshing. Just it was refreshing to hear the comedy that was like truthful. Because all my stuff, I'm not a joke teller. I'm not like punchlines. I'm storyteller.
Okay.
So I talk about my height. I talk about my family. Being there's a million of us. And just
did you talk about the divorce?
I did that once and I'm not comfortable to talk about it because I don't feel like I want to give him that satisfaction or like that.
You ain't getting no shine.
Yeah. Like, you know, I have
because
said,
then he can be like, yeah, you did that. That's because of me.
Right.
Like, really?
And I have stories that I've said about him, but I won't say. So I was married.
Ooh,
I'm like, oh,
some funny ass
so
shit,
I'll say like, oh, you know, I was dating this guy. You know, he was, you know, a white guy and talk about him, but I won't say I was married to him. Yeah.
So you use those stories and make it into something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, and okay. I've mentioned him. I did mention like an open, just a random open mic. And that's the open mics are your like workout rooms where you try all your material. And so I've done that and I didn't get a lot of laughs. And I'm like, I'm not going to use him. I didn't feel comfortable.
How much, what's the longest set you could do right now? Like, how much time do you have?
I have a solid 25.
Word.
That's so, dope. And I just did, were you there?
At the Angor, Rangor, yeah. Whatever the fuck
That was
called.
My longest one. Yeah. That was my longest one.
Was it scary doing it that
I long? Was because he was like, can you do 15 minutes? And I was like, oh yeah, that's super easy. Yeah. And then like a couple of days later, which was like maybe a couple of weeks prior to the show, was like, can you do like 18? And I was like, I think I could do 18. And then I get there and he's like, can you do like 25, 30? And I'm like, you know, and I freaked out. And, but I mean, I think
like I ran out of Mexican jokes. I need you to help.
It went well. Like,
if someone hits you up. Oh, my bad. That's
no, great, bro.
That's great. if someone hits you up, like, let's say like, hey, we need you to do 15. Is everything different every time? Or is like, you're 15. You're like, all right, I'm going to take my hottest shit because I know what's 15 is going to be the dopest. Or are you like going into it and you kind of start and then just weave around or like,
you know, it's like you have a toolbox kind of thing, right? And you already know all your tools, you know, and then so you'll be like, you know what, I'm gonna use the wrench, I'm gonna use this screwdriver, and I'll use this one. So you already know like what each tool does.
Yeah,
you know. And so I'll say, you know, I'll talk about me being tall and getting hit on by a guy. That's gonna be a good solid like 5 minutes. So it was gonna take 5 minutes of my set.
Yeah.
And like for me, I used to just have a set and then I'd get there and then I would say my set, but it was so robotic for me. And so now what I do is like, you know, I get there, I have to get there early and I'll look around and I'm like, okay, there's more girls, so they're gonna relate more to my jokes, or there's more guys, or there's more like black dudes, or there's more like, you know, white people, hipsters. And so I'll kind of go, I already know what I'm gonna do, but then I kind of cater to it because I want them to relate.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. You know, I could say something like, I could be have like a ghetto set and I go to San Francisco to a hipster room and they're gonna be like, what just happened? Like, I don't know, this girl, you know, ghetto girl coming from Oakland, what is she talking about? You know, I'll have Oakland jokes or something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know,
but they'll get it in Oakland. They won't really get it. They'll laugh like courtesy laugh, like, ha ha ha, but they won't get it.
Courtesy really. Laughs whack, I bet, huh?
Yes, I've, yeah.
Do you have like a really bad story of like something horrible happened to you? Or not horrible, but I mean just a bad set? Or
I say this like confidently, but at the same time it sucks because you obviously learn by mistakes and stuff like that. Yeah. And I had started comedy in March, and so I moved to the Bay Area that year later in the fall, and it was a show in October, and what's his name? I opened
like
up
bad Halloween joke.
No, I opened up for Adam Ray. I don't know if you guys know who he is. No. He's in a show and whatever, but I was nervous because he's like on TV.
Okay.
And so I got booked because I was clean. Mm-hmm. And I get there and I already was like confident. I was like, I'm going to. That was the first time that I was actually confident before I went on the show.
Nice.
And I bombed.
Oh,
and
no
me, there was only two of us girls that were booked and no one laughed at our jokes because we were clean. And that show.
Why do they want to book clean if he's not clean?
Well, he's like whatever, but that particular audience was raunchy and they wanted like dirt.
Yeah.
You know, and so all the guys were being super vulgar and they were getting crazy laughs and the girl and I didn't get any laughs. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. But that was the very first time. That was the only time that I've gone up confidently.
But I feel like that wasn't y'all. That was the crowd. Yeah. Like it wasn't like. And like you said, you know, you got your toolbox and you can kind of weave in between and this and the other, but not at the risk of, you know, I don't want to say selling out, but not at the risk of not being yourself.
Right.
So did you think like, you were like a little overly cocky? Like you were kind of like, okay, I can do this. Like it's going to be easy.
I didn't think it was going to be easy, but I went in like, psh, I got this. Like I just got booked for this guy.
Yeah.
I just got booked, you know, for this, to open up for this guy that's on TV already. And I've only been in a few months. So I went in and, you know, and I went in like that. And one of my best friends,
killing it.
Yeah. My best friend went and she's like, I thought you were funny, but then again, like I know how you are and stuff. She's like, this crowd wasn't feeling you because you weren't cussing or anything.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I don't go on stage. I don't want to say I go on stage like, oh, I suck. But I get nervous to the point where I feel like I need to throw up every single time I go on stage.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Every single time.
But it's that good.
But then as soon as I get on stage, I'm comfortable. But like right before, like I'm shaking.
I want to know what it feels shaking. Like when you kill it. It must be the dopest feeling.
It feels great. My best show, funny, was in Stockton.
Okay.
And I was afraid because it's Stockton. But no, it was like, that was the first time that I kind of felt like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I should be doing. You know, and my mom currently has cancer right now. And so that was last year when she first got diagnosed, but she had went into remission. And that was like a big deal. Like our family was excited. And so she went to that show and it was amazing. I feel like it had that, like we're talking about energy and those vibes where I was like so happy. And I went on stage and feel like I killed it. And, it was at the Empire Theater. I don't know. It's like it's pretty big. It's like a really big theater. And this guy, his name is Reggie. He sells it out. Like it's crazy and he pays good and it's just a great show and everything. And so at the end, like, you know, go by the door and I'm like, thank you. And people were literally asking for like, you know, autographs and pictures and asking. And that's within like my phone was like blowing up like of followers. And I'm like, how the hell? Like, oh my gosh. And my mom, she encourages me now a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't go to all my shows still.
Yeah.
And so she was kind of like, she's seen me in my element and was like, this is what you wanted to do. And she had that, like, at the end when we got home, she's like, I'm so sorry I never encouraged you to do this. You know, she's like, you looked so happy on stage. And I was like, hello, thank you. Like, you know, so I kicked myself in the butt that I didn't start earlier or like when Angela Johnson had started, because I feel like she's, I don't want to say she's like made it. She's not no like Louis C.K. or whatever,
but she's
doing her thing, know, and to me that's success, you know. And so I'm like, if I would have stuck to it, I could have been like right behind her or like right next to her, you know. But I mean, you know, timing, I feel like if everything's in God's timing for me. So
I really want to kick your ex-husband in the ass for discouraging you like early on.
That's kind of fucked up.
Oh, I want to kick him square in the nuts.
I mean, at least kind of lie or something. Like, what a jerk. That's kind of mean.
And I was like, it's funny because you know, people don't want to get laughed at. And being a comedian, you're like, what if we don't laugh at us? Like, oh, that's our fear.
Yeah, it's like, I need to be laughed at.
Laugh at me. And you get to talk about your insecurities and kid about yourself. And, you know, and before, I mean, growing up, it was, you know, being tall is, oh my gosh, she's tall. Like, that was something that would get me
fun. Yo, top shelf.
It fades away, like, when you're older, right?
Yeah, like in high school, it started fading away just because I started getting more involved into sports. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect, you know, and there was guys that were growing because, I mean, all the guys were shorter in junior high, you know, and so that was a big deal. And then, like, I'd say in college just when I was, like, I started wearing heels and I was like, I wouldn't wear heels because I'm like, I'm going to be taller than everybody. All my best friends are small. And after that, I was like, so.
Swag.
Swag.
Yeah.
Hashtag Winnie. So.
What's up with that? You have a show coming up, right?
Yes. At the Sacramento Punchline.
Nice.
April 16th. I think 7.
It's the Thursday?
The Thursday.
That's next Thursday.
You're right. Yeah, next week.
So I think I'm going to drop the show on like Monday. So everybody listening, it'll be this week that you're listening.
Word.
I'm going to go.
Yay.
We're gonna
looking at you, Jason, like well, you're no, going, right, son?
Well, the night that I met you, everybody was saying they were going to go. Like, I'm really going to go. I know he said he's going to go.
Yeah, most of
them. Yeah, I better go. Yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be a good lineup.
Yeah, I want to check it out for sure.
No one famous yet.
I had a good time at your last one, so I definitely want to, you know, come through and
support the fam. I don't care about famous. Yeah. I just like,
you know what's cool, though? Jokes. What's awesome is, like, you know, I'm growing in this business, and I'm seeing people improve, and mm-hmm. I love it because I'm like, I remember when I started, I'm like, this, you know, people in general, not just anybody in particular, but it's like they're not confident or like they do one of those things where it's like they say a joke and then they look like kind of like, oh, no one's laughing. Okay, I'll go to my next joke. And now it's just like people, it's flowing.
Mm. It's just like it trips me out that people, like you telling me there's people like that, but they're still down to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like it doesn't make sense. What do you mean you're not confident? You're up there. Like,
right.
Dude, just like the idea of standing up in front of anybody doing anything, I'm just like, oh, fuck no. Like, oh my God.
It's not as bad.
So super scary. Like, oh man.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you definitely get nervous, but it's not, I don't know. I've always liked, I'm the baby of the family. So to me, I've always had that, like, look what I can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look at me, you know? And so it's kind of just been I don't know.
I was the middle child and no one looked at me.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah, we don't look at the middle kids.
No,
in
we
our family
like,
either.
We always make
fun of them. Because there's like a million of them. It's so hard to look. Children. We're like, where are you?
So there's eight middle kids.
Yeah. There's seven.
We always make fun of my mom because like she wouldn't ever say the right name. She'd be like, Joel. Gabby, and she'd like even throw the dog's name in. Mambo. And I was like, Carlos. I was like, dude.
That's hilarious.
She really did that. I'm not kidding.
You know I'm talking to you. Come here.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest things in families that you do get mixed up with names.
Well, yeah.
I'll say that now.
You
like
have 12, you said? No, 15.
15 of us. Mm-hmm.
It was only one of me, and my mother still called me by her damn sister's name sometimes.
Sister's
jackass. There was six of them. So she came up from a long time of fucking different names and
right,
shit.
Right,
so it was usually like when she was, like, I'd be, like, she'd be sleeping, I'd be in the room just watching TV or something, and she'd be, Taff, Monica, Jason, turn the TV off. I'm like, you didn't call me every damn one of your siblings.
I do that now. I do that with my nieces and the girls that I coach.
Yeah,
like I'm like so it's I get it, you know.
Number
so.
Three,
where are you at? Like goals wise, like what are the next things up that you want to accomplish as far as comedy goes?
I definitely want to move to LA. I've been to New York. I was in a women's festival, comedy festival last year, and that was awesome.
Out in New York?
In Boston.
Oh, sick.
And then I went to New York, and oh my gosh, New York is so magical. I love it there. But
yeah,
first I would want to move to LA because it's close. And as of this year, I mean, I'm obviously performing, but not performing as much simply because my mom is sick right now. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of taking a little break. Not so much a break because I'm still doing comedy, but not as busy as I would like to be just because I'm purposely kind of hanging here, obviously in Modesto. But definitely LA, I want to get into some kind of like what SNL does. Like when like Steve Carell and like...
You mean like a comedy troupe?
Yeah,
deal?
Exactly. So I know they have them in LA, and I would want to do that.
Is there next. Like any in particular like you'd be interested in?
I like the Groundlings, but I don't think that's in LA. I don't know. I need to do more research. It's New York or Chicago is really big and stuff like that. So I haven't looked into it, which is something I need to do. It's still early in the year. So, but like I said, I'm kind of just hanging out for right now.
Yeah.
I think Second City's pretty big in Chicago.
What's that?
Second City?
Yes, them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, as an adult, never went to that shit. Don't know. And I love comedy. I just never, like, it's so weird. Like, the stuff you don't take advantage of or you take for granted in your city. Like,
oh, then you're from there.
I want to go. I've never been to, like, an improv show type
there
thing.
There have, San Francisco has Sketchfest. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it.
Yeah.
And it's in January, like, right now. No, not right now. I'd say in the summer. Was when you start like we
and there's
comics
like a ton
and all
of
us
for like a month or
something. We like submit our stuff and then January comes around and it's like local comics but also comics from like everywhere and like Robin Williams used to always go to it because he's you know not from the area well he's like lived in the area so he was a huge supporter of local comedy.
That's
and
exactly.
He you know I didn't have like the pleasure to meet him or anything but he I know people that met him and they were like, dude, he was so humble. Like,
yeah,
he was always giving
that's
pointers
all I kept hearing
and stuff.
About, like when he passed away, everybody's saying he's like the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And
cause
he
I
really,
mean
like pushed people to help.
Yeah.
Him.
So before he passed, people were like, I met Robin Williams. I'm like, how is he dude? Like, seriously, they're like, he's sick. Like he tells you what's funny and like maybe work on this more, you know, or yeah, with this joke, go this way instead of that way with,
that's
you know,
so
whatever.
Like,
so I'm like,
so
that is
fucking
awesome.
Cool to hear that, man.
Yeah. So.
Cause he just could every. No one would be shocked if he was just the biggest piece of shit to everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
wow. And he was really big. I used to work. I was living in Oakland, but I used to work in San Francisco or for a company in San Francisco with kids with autism. And so one of my clients lived in Marin. So I was always in Marin. And they have a comedy club there called the Throckmorton or something like that. I don't know. But him and Robin Williams and Dana Carvey were always there. And so
I think he lived in Marin too, right?
Yeah.
Or he had a place in the city
like Marin
too.
Or Sausalito area.
Yeah.
And so not anybody would just get booked there. Like you would have to go and audition kind of thing in a sense. And so I was like, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to go one of these days. And I obviously didn't get to meet him. So that's a bummer. But
yeah,
it's encouraging to hear that he was very positive and encouraging with the local comics and stuff.
That's
so
dope. Mm-hmm. Where are we at right now?
We are at 53 minutes, sir.
Oh, okay. You know what tripped me out too about when he passed away? my mom kind of doesn't really, she doesn't really trip on that kind of stuff too much. I mean, she's like, oh, they passed away, whatever. Like, she was all like,
what is he,
like,
though?
Yeah, like, sad. Yeah, like, it was really weird. Like, she was like,
he's been around forever. Yeah.
And she just, like, again, like, with the energy crap, I think she was just like, he always just seemed so, like, good vibes. Yeah. And, you know, like, to see her trip out on someone like that, I was kind of bugging out on it.
And, you know, there was, I was living in Oakland when he passed away, and I was watching something on Netflix, and it was one of his movies, and I can't remember the movies. It was something Dad. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's an older movie.
He's in it?
Yeah. And it was crazy because I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch Robin Williams, you know, like, in his honor. And so the beginning scene is his son. This is gross, but his son has, like, an addiction. He'd watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a fetish of getting, like, was it asphyxiated?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Erotic,
yeah. And so he would, like...
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
yuck.
Hey, you knew way too much right now. Yeah. Keep going. You know,
so what you were saying again, what?
No.
I believe it's erotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. Well, the kid would tie... I think it was, like, a tie... And he would tie it around his neck, and as he was doing his thing, he was choking himself.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened to the. I'm assuming the mother left or the mother died or something. You know, Robin Williams' character's wife or whatever. But he's like knocking on the door in the morning, and he was like, you know, whatever. You know, let's say John, you're gonna be late for school. And he was a teacher at the school that his son was at, and so he opens the door and he sees his son, and it looks like he's dead.
Yeah.
But it's like for a split second, the kid is like. You know, like, I don't want to say dead, but
a little unconscious.
Yeah. And so, but that's how he, you know, got off or whatever. And he was like, oh my gosh. And it was sad because, and then the son's like, Dad, what are you doing? And he's like, what's wrong with, like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh my gosh, get out of my room, you know? But it was crazy to see that because isn't that how Robin Williams passed away? Was
yeah.
He like, I guess.
Well, I don't think he was like beating off.
No, though, no, but. No. But like, just to know, like, oh my gosh, this is how he died, funny. You know, too soon.
no, I wasn't trying to make a joke. I just like he wasn't masturbating.
No. Right.
That's how that dude from Kill Bill died.
What guy?
What's
David
his name?
David Carradine.
Yeah, David Carradine. Bill.
I don't remember what the he looks
old
like.
Guy. Old man, the one.
Bill. Gray hair.
The one that they want to kill.
Well, no, I know, but I can't remember what his. What
they're
he
like
looks
during
like.
The whole movie. She like wants to kill him. His name's
yes,
Bill.
Obviously, yeah. Kill Bill. But I can't remember what he looks like.
He's like an older gentleman. He's like, I think he's
old,
like
frail
Asian.
Looking white guy.
He kind of looks Asian
long,
too, sort of.
What else has he come out in?
Yeah, he was in the original Kung Fu, and then it was Kung Fu: The Legend Continues.
All stuff that
like
was before our time.
Oh,
really.
Then I would have
yeah.
to see.
But anyways, movie. Like yeah, that's what happened to him.
What like doing that yeah. to himself, and yeah. then
wasn't he dressed up like a chick?
Oh that Lord!
Too? I think he might have had on some stockings and some other shit, but I think, yeah, it was a whole like
that's so
tying a rope up.
That's so whack. Yeah. I mean, I know you're dead, so you can't be embarrassed, but like,
but his family.
But if you're like a spirit or something after, and you're like hanging out in the room,
he
that's
left,
so
turning up. He's all turn up. Oh shit!
Like, can you imagine like floating over the room, and then my mom walks in and just sees me there? Like, damn, I know she knows what that was. Like, that's horrible, dude.
That would suck,
like, I should have picked a different way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I would much rather not commit suicide in general, like period. Yeah. But I would rather, let's say, like overdose on something than getting caught like that as a man.
I don't want to drown and I don't want to burn.
Those are the two.
Maybe some both. Overdose shit
would be better.
Drowning sounds like so scary, like
panic mode.
Yeah.
Ooh. You swallow water the wrong way and you damn near like
your eyes are all watery. You're like mocos and buggers coming out of your nose.
I pick burning over drowning. I think.
Mm-mm.
Shut up. Hell no, because you're literally dying slowly.
Oh wait, you're burning.
No, it's
like
frozen.
You're being cooked.
Yeah, no, God knows how that's.
So you guys
dude.
Would pick drowning over burning.
I think I would.
I would. I just wanted something instant and fast.
No, but I'm asking if you.
Well, drowning, you're just you're panicking, but you're not burning. Like, I don't think it's gonna hurt as much as like when you're on fire. You're like,
and
literally,
fire's probably slower. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And then you're like, when you breathe, like as you're screaming and you're breathing in, it gets into your lungs.
That's a painful, painful way to die.
All right, guys, you convinced me.
Yeah.
I'm switching my answer. Yeah. Drowning it.
Next
is.
Time you barbecue hey, chicken, ask
recruited.
That chicken how it feels.
Yeah.
Recruited up.
Yeah, there you yeah. go. Next time you barbecue some chicken, look at that skin and be like,
I'm a believer now.
You're a believer?
Yeah. Not a believer.
Oh, I just laughed like Seth Rogen. I just laugh like you. God,
really,
oh my God.
Really frustrating yeah. and annoying that you said. I don't think I laugh like him at all.
Dude, you do.
It's all right, bro.
It's ho, ho, ho. How do you do it? I can't even do it.
I don't want to laugh again, like, for the rest of the episode. I don't want to laugh.
That was so not like.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid.
All right, man. I think we're good to wrap up. Anything else you want to plug? Yeah, you should plug like your social stuff, social media accounts.
So I am Glory with a Y, like Glory Hole. Glory.
That Glory. Didn't seem really natural when you did that. It seemed like it was forced.
Glory Hole.
Yeah, you know, Glory Hole.
Well, because people are always like Glory.
You know
like
where
how.
The PP goes? The Glory
like
hole.
Glory Road. Let's say that. Glory Magaña. So on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook.
You got YouTube. That wasn't taken? It's just
no. Wow. Glory Magaña on all the like YouTube, my channel and everything. So
nice and easy.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So after this, it's gonna be back to normal.
I'm about to go have some pizza.
Yeah, right, dude.
Pizza.
She's like sending texts to us that we should order pizza, and we just got done working out.
Come on.
Me, Jay, and my brother just got done working out, and she's shooting texts.
I worked out this morning.
I just can't. Like,
you can. It tastes so good once it hits your lips.
Oh, yeah. I know pizza. Yeah. Me and pizza are old friends.
Real strong love affair with that one.
Come on. You guys are being wusses.
No, I'm being broke. Yeah, to what I am. I can't even put it in if
I
want.
It just defeats the whole purpose of that work. Like for me, yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, that means you just you don't eat the whole pizza.
I'm still learning. I'm being hella honest. I'm still like trying to learn that. Like it's very hard for me. I'm a like all or nothing type. It sucks.
I've done that before. Me. I've been like watching TV. Like they say, you know, don't watch TV while you eat because you just kind of lose track. You're not even seeing it. I ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut. Don't judge me. Mm. And like,
not even a good pizza.
That's hella good. Pizza's pizza.
It used to be really good.
It's changed over the years. But now I'm like eating. Like had a large pizza and fucking, I don't know, a bajillion fucking wings. And I'm sitting there watching TV and just eating. And then I didn't even realize it until I looked down. You kind of tapped the box or whatever. You're like, damn. Oh shit! I ate the whole thing.
Did you cry?
No. No, not at all. I went and got a drink. I was like, fuck, I'm out. But I did look. I was a little disgusted with myself. Like, damn, I ate that whole thing and all them wings. I was going to save something for
story
lunch for tomorrow.
Life, all right, I don't want to leave all negative and go cry. So we're going to
We won't leave negative. Bacon is hella good on pizza.
Word.
Everyone keeps talking about that stupid little Caesar's pizza with
you know,
bacon
it was
on it.
It's actually good. It just I don't know if it was just my pizza. I feel like the crumbs because it's like bacon crumbs on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit crispier than what I wanted it to be like. Okay. But it's a really good pizza.
I can't act like I'm not intrigued. I want to try it. Really
it's
bad.
So good. I love bacon. I love pizza. So
the crust has bacon
perfect.
Too, right?
Oh, it's wrapped in bacon. So amazing. Yeah,
I would probably tell them, hey, I don't need them bacon bites that you're throwing on there, that fake ass bacon. Give me the real bacon.
I heard it's real bacon too.
It is. No, it tastes like bacon, but it's just crispier.
I was told that the little pieces are real bacon.
Are real bacon?
Yes,
okay.
That's what I was told.
For me,
it's
for
real
for
fattening.
So little
it's really
Caesars.
Good.
I'll like kill the, that pizza. Like
oh, yeah,
the,
no doubt.
The little take home one? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'll handle it. Like,
nothing. Done.
How? Yeah. Like, how? slow motion.
All right, come back next week, guys. Talk to you later. Peace.
Bye. Thank you.